Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: State House refutes claims of cancelled national mourning for late President Lungu. Paramilitary police officer arrested for unlawful firearm discharge in Baoleni. And in international news, U.S. judge blocks Trump's bid to ban Harvard from enrolling foreign students.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka has refuted media reports suggesting that President Hakainde Hichilema had abruptly cancelled the national mourning period for the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu, describing the claims as false and misleading. In a statement, Mr. Hamasaka has clarified that the President had, in fact, extended the national mourning period, not cancelled it, in response to a request from the Lungu family. He has emphasized that the extension was granted in good faith to accommodate the wishes of the Lungu family, who requested additional time for both logistical and personal reasons. Mr. Hamasaka has further explained that the standard duration of national mourning following the death of the former head of state is 7 days. However, he has noted that in this instance, President Hichilema exercised his discretion to extend the mourning period beyond the standard statutory time frame. A police officer identified as Constable Zuka has been apprehended in Lusaka's Baoleni compound for unlawfully discharging an AK-47 rifle in a public area. According to police spokesperson Ray Hamonga, the incident occurred early this morning at approximately 6:30 hours. Mr. Hamonga has stated that Constable Zuka allegedly discharged an AK-47 rifle without lawful justification in the residential area. He said the matter was swiftly reported to Baoleni Police Post by concerned members of the public, and officers responded promptly, disarmed the officer and recovered the AK-47 rifle, which has since been secured as evidence. Mr. Hamonga said Constable Zuka was then taken into custody and transferred to Woodlands Police Station, where he remains detained, adding that he will be charged accordingly and is expected to appear in court soon.
Woodlands Police Station through Baoleni Police Force today, 21st June 2025, at 0710 hours, received a report from concerned members of the public regarding the unlawful discharge of a firearm by a police officer. The report led to the apprehension of Constable Zuka of Paramilitary Unit. It is alleged that he unlawfully discharged an AK-47 rifle in a public place within Baoleni compound. The incident occurred around 0630 hours today. The officer was immediately disarmed and taken into custody, and the firearm and AK-47 rifle has since been recovered and secured. The officer has since been moved to Woodlands Police Station, where he remains in custody and will be charged accordingly. He is expected to appear in court soon.
Minister of Finance and National Planning Dr. Sthembeko Msokotwane attended a high-level meeting on the Matei Plan and the EU Global Gateway, a common effort from the African continent, held in Rome, Italy on 20th June 2025. The meeting was co-chaired by Giorgia Meloni, Prime Minister of the Republic of Italy, and Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission. The Matei Plan is a new initiative being spearheaded by the Italian government to transform relations and cooperation with the African continent from one that is focused on charity to one that is premised on mutually beneficial partnerships while addressing the many challenges faced by Africa. During the roundtable meeting, Dr. Msokotwane indicated that the engagement was a testament to the shared vision for sustainable development in Africa. This is according to a statement issued by the Zambian mission in Italy. The Vedanta Must Return Community Campaign movement has accused Vedanta Resources of failing to deliver on its investment commitments at Konkola Copper Mines, a shortfall they say is fueling a surge in illegal mining activities in Chingola and Chirilavombwe districts. Movement coordinator Chishala Mwamba has argued that the growing involvement of local youth in informal mining should not be seen merely as criminal behavior, but as a reflection of broken promises and escalating poverty in Copperbelt communities. He has expressed concern over KCM's recent calls for intervention to curb the so-called illegal mining activities without first addressing their underlying causes. He said these young men are not criminals. They are simply trying to survive in an economic environment where job opportunities and local business support promised by Vedanta are yet to be materialized.
These are young men who, like many other Zambians, expected to see tangible benefits from Vedanta's return to KCM, especially through business and employment opportunities, which have not materialized. This is, of course, not to support unsafe ways of conducting mine activities, but rather a call to realize that the root cause of such activities needs to be addressed, and it has to do with the increased levels of poverty in our communities. And this poverty is a result of the selfishness of these foreign investors that we have running our assets, especially Vedanta Resources, which seems to be failing in honoring its investment commitments.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Mobile Money Business Association of Zambia has expressed concern over persistent internet and network outages that are severely disrupting mobile money transactions nationwide. Pamfed Hasweka, the association president, said the ongoing connectivity issues have resulted in significant delays in transaction confirmations, frustrating both mobile money operators and their customers. He has noted that these delays are not only negatively impacting businesses, but are also creating opportunities for fraud, as some dishonest individuals exploit the system's instability. Mr. Asweka has since urged the mobile service providers and government to prioritize investment in digital infrastructure to ensure more reliable network services, particularly within the financial services sector.
So when it comes to our operations, of course, the biggest challenge is that, you know, when you make a transaction, you are unable to get immediate notification sometimes in terms of messaging. You've seen that. So sometimes, you know, you want to withdraw money, all of the sudden, maybe from the customer's end, it shows that it has gone through. From your end, there's no verification. It ends up really disrupting the smooth services that we are able to provide to a customer.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
A federal judge in the United States has blocked President Donald Trump's bid to block Harvard from enrolling foreign students, delivering the prestigious university another victory as it challenges multiple government sanctions amid a battle with the White House. Friday's order by District Judge Allison Barrows in Boston preserves Harvard's ability to host international students while a lawsuit filed by the Ivy League school plays out in the courts. Barrows, however, added that the federal government still had the authority to review Harvard's foreign admission policies through normal processes out. The BBC has more.
Iranian state media say Israeli airstrikes have again targeted the nuclear facility in the central city of Isfahan, and there had been no leaks of hazardous material in the region. Israel said it had targeted Iranian missile storage and launch infrastructure. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence now says the U.S. has intelligence that Iran is at the point where it can produce a nuclear weapon within weeks if it wanted to. The pro-Palestinian student activist Mahmoud Khalil has been released on bail from a jail in the U.S. state of Louisiana after a federal judge ordered that he be freed. Mr. Khalil was arrested by immigration agents in March and had been kept in detention for over 3 months. Argentina's former president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, has advised her supporters not to gather outside her apartment block to avoid confrontation with the police. Ms. Fernandez is serving a 6-year corruption sentence at her Buenos Aires apartment. She's been allowed to appear at her second floor balcony to salute her supporters who've been keeping a vigil in the area.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Orlando Pride suffered a 2-0 defeat to Racing Louisville in Friday night's National Women's Soccer League.